Montserrat. You're listening to Cheap Pooch here on RadioValencia.fm. All right, there we go. Here we go. Hello, Island.
Hey, what's going on, Holly?
Nothing much. Today is December 6th. 7th? 7th? 7th?
Is it
7th? 7th? 6th? 6th? Oh, fuck. Hold on, hold on.
It's a day that will live in infamy.
Yeah. Pearl Harbor.
It's the day they bombed the shit out of Pearl Harbor.
Okay, thanks for starting off my show like that.
Yeah.
That's super fun.
Turn that mic off.
Was that 6 or 7 then? The only reason I say the date is because we haven't been too good about doing shows regularly, and so I want to give people like a heads up, like, it's not a rerun, it's a freshie.
It's live.
Unless it's a rerun next week. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right.
Might be a rerun.
Might be a rerun next week. We're getting into the holiday season, and we're getting into the heavy drinking, heavy partying, too many cookies.
Yes, and not enough sleep.
Not enough sleep. Oh, my goodness. So super excited about that, because I really enjoy hot cocktails.
I had a couple of hot cocktails at Stukey's last night.
Oh, hey, very nice.
They're making one called Ginger Bells that's like a hot ginger rum cocktail.
Okay.
It's delicious.
Why didn't I get one of those?
Because you didn't ask.
Maldor didn't ask, so he didn't get one, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the way of things.
So for the shows for today, last time we were in studio, which was 2 weeks ago, we were talking about Joy von Frankenstein's and Lipos and I's trip to Japan. Mm-hmm. And the whole show was dedicated to the Halloween Ball Festival, which happens out there. However, we got too chatty. I have like a big block of music I didn't get to. And I was like, no, we're going to listen to this. So the first third of this show is going to be, again, that Tokyo Takedown.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yes, but it also is inclusive of bands like Hot Laundry, which is a local band, but they performed out there, and they're buds of the show, so we'll be playing them as well.
Excellent.
And then we just get into some punk rock, and then we can relax. And
I like that. And relax to some punk rock.
Relaxing. Down with the man. We were having a conversation, and I feel compelled to talk a little bit about Spotify, because we do use Spotify on the show, and very shamefully. Yeah. We're in process of doing something else. I think Tidal is my next move.
Well, when I went through my first trying to get away from Spotify, I used an app to move all of my playlists over to Apple Music, since I have Apple devices, so I've already got Apple Music. But then I got to pay for Apple Music. But it was very easy.
To another billionaire.
Yeah, it was very easy to transfer it to Apple Music. I mean, they're all billionaires.
Yeah.
Billionaires. Streaming music. Buy vinyl.
I was laughing about how quickly Spotify went evil. Like, that seems really fast. I know they've been around for, 10 years? But as soon as, CEO became a billionaire, AI war machines for everyone.
Yay,
oh, man.
I want to see the Terminator in my lifetime.
I just want to look at my Wrapped. I just I just want to listen to this one song on loop for 5 days.
Yeah, and my 2025 Wrapped was much more disappointing than last year's.
Oh, okay.
Wrapped.
Was
it? Yeah, I don't know what it is. I mean, not enough Fontaine CC,
I see. Mine was hilarious. Mine, because it just speaks to whatever issues are going on with me mentally. it literally says, you listen to this one band and this one song 17 for 17 days. Like, the amount of time worked for 17 days. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I am the global number one fan of Nancy. And then I started getting all these special messages from a couple of my podcasts. They're like, thank you. You listen to more shows than anyone. Or, not than anyone. But you know what I mean? Where I'm like, that's kind of embarrassing, actually. I'm a little ashamed.
I'm amazed I have this much free time.
I'm amazed I've dedicated my whole life to this, apparently. Which reminds me of John Parsons, of course.
Yeah.
The man that makes me feel like such a disappointment to myself.
Well, I mean, accomplishment to Rama.
Right? I mean, sure, he was an evil villain, but the man was in aerospace dynamic engineering bullshit with air fuel, and then at night he would go home to his mansion to perform satanic rituals with pregnant women, and then he shared a mistress with L. Ron Hubbard, and what the fuck am I doing with my life?
Yeah.
Clocking 17 days worth of fucking listening to the same song on Spotify? It's so fucking embarrassing!
We just finished reading City of Quartz for book club, and the most interesting story in that book is the tale of the founding of Scientology. That L. Ron Hubbard swiped all of John Parsons' ideas. Yeah. And, rocket scientist by day, satanic high wizard by night. Wow. Yeah.
And establishing member of SoCal. Jesus fucking Christ. Let me go. Let's go back on Spotify, I guess. All right. Well, you guys sit tight, and maybe in 2026, I can raise a little bit of hell.
Yeah.
Just like a little bit. Just a little bit. Just little tiny rituals.
Bitty rituals.
Little tiny rituals. Small amount of blood involved.
But hey, let's listen to some music.
Yeah. Let's get worked up. It's Cheap Hooch. Hang out with us. It should be fun.
We'll be right back. Drop, drop, drop.
was a saxophone. All right.
Yeah. Back. Do you know that every... It was like a week ago that I realized that the surf music playing in the background wasn't more custom music that you guys got.
Oh, really? No. The theme song is custom, and it's old. It's like... Oh, my gosh. It's like from 2009.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
This show predates Somebody Radio could... Valencia. That used to be on Pirate Cat Radio.
Yes, and we bounced. But, yes, so we just did the balance of our Tokyo set. So let me go ahead and talk a little bit about what we played. Okay, here we go.
Lovely to hear Hot Laundry. They're so much fun.
Yeah. So we did kick it off, however, with the Let's Go's with Yeah Yeah. I hope we didn't play that last week. But I'm like, no, I don't think we did. That's, I think, where we cut off. And then after that, we listened to House Rockin' by Hot Laundry. And then after that, Eddie and Swirl by Acobain Vulgars and Strong Bypass. I really liked that song. That was really good. My Killer Legs from Volcanoes. And then finally, D9 from She's. Now, that's the band that buddy of the show's Aya is in. She was Bay Area darling for a long time, and then she moved to Tokyo.
Wild.
And yeah, she put on Budget Rock this year, and I'm not sure if she's been involved with it all along, because I mean, Budget Rock was here and now it's in Tokyo.
Interesting. Yeah, so maybe she was involved with it all along.
I bet. And so I need to learn a little bit more about what's going on, but she's wonderful. I met her over in Tokyo. Humble brag. But yeah, I wanted to get a chance to play. We actually have her song on a 7-inch, so that was a lot of fun.
Okay, so can you turn up the guest mics, Mamie?
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. Here we go. Boom. All right.
Hey, thanks.
Hi. Do you want to say hello?
Hello, listeners.
And what can you tell us a little bit about... by the way, do you have a stage name that we're going to use?
Keys.
Keys. Awesome. Okay.
DJ Keys.
Anonymity is important. Tell us a little bit about your show.
So my show is going to be on Tuesday mornings, 8 a.m. I am going to play across different genres. I am big into 80s movie soundtracks, so that's going to be a recurring theme. I am big into the year 2015 right now. I'm just feeling 2015 nostalgia lately. I am big into hip-hop from the 90s.
Yeah.
Indie everything. Indie pop, indie rock, indie R&B. So, yeah.
Very nice. It's exciting.
Yeah. And I think... Every show, at least the beginning when I'm live, I want to talk a little bit about just what it's looking like in the neighborhood. Maybe have little sprinkles about events that are happening.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, I didn't plan anything today, but maybe later in the show, one thing that we would do on Cheap Hooch was look up the list Bay Area and talk about the shows that are happening
that we
within
care
walking
about.
Distance of my house.
Yeah, and that we care about.
And that we care about. Like Napa can go fuck itself.
Yeah, and also just some artists, you know, like I never, ever need to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers again.
Ever.
Nope.
I don't know why I was so mean about Napa. Napa's lovely. I want to take that flower train. That looks nice. I guess in my mind, I was like, I'm not going up to your winery to see Billy Idol.
Oh, my God. No,
I would if I had a car and money, but neither of those things are true.
I was reading an article that, like, kids are using AI to figure out which wineries to visit in Napa.
How? What would AI do?
Just ask ChatGPT to give you a list of wineries in Napa. And it's just like...
But you can ask Google that.
You know, you essentially are asking AI when you ask Google now.
Good point. That's true. Everything goes through that.
But yeah, no, it's just weird.
It's weird. The AI is making me lazier in the way that I prompt... Like, Google searches or any searches on the internet. Like, now, like, I don't even try to have it be half-ass intelligent. It's like, that one thing, I saw that one time. And then I was like, did you mean this? I'm like, that's exactly what I meant. It is very frightening. Oh, I do have a funny little AI story. Okay. I thought I'll just put it in there. So I was watching a horror movie called Swallow, which is it's a pretty good movie, about this woman who develops this addiction to eating odd objects, and she's pregnant, and it's a big deal, and she eats a thumbtack, and I was like, Joe and I were having a discussion. I'm like, would that kill you? I'm like, that should kill you, right? That would kill you.
It's not like glass. It would poke you. It would hurt you, but it would It wouldn't necessarily kill you.
That's what AI said. But anyways, so we went and I asked ChatGPT, like, if somebody eats a thumbtack, does that kill them? And AI immediately was like, oh my God, did you eat a thumbtack? Do we need to call 911? They're like, call 911. I'm like, no, I'm fine. They're like, are you sure? You don't have to be embarrassed. I'm like, AI, come your tits. And then I talked to it like it was a person. I'm like, I just saw it in a movie, okay? And it's like, oh, okay. But then it still gave me all these phone numbers to call. I was like, there's no shame. You can call if you ate a, did you eat a thumbtack? It was kind of sweet and also kind of scary. Because at one point, like, the wording was so urgent that I stopped thinking that it was a machine. I was like, no, calm down. It's easy. Don't call the cops. We don't need to get cops involved.
It's just a movie.
No pigs!
Oh, my God.
ChatGPT is such a narc, which we knew. We know. But yeah.
I'm not surprised that ChatGPT is a narc.
Long story short, Watch Swallow is kind of good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wow. But yeah.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. We got on AI slop. We got to AI slop.
I did find how they're going to get me, because I'm very anti AI, of course, because it's so reckless. And sure, it's a way forward in technology, but it's reckless. It's unregulated. It's all the bad things, right?
It's not a way forward for everybody.
Yeah. And then I saw this AI video of a kitten doing a manual labor job, and that, I think that was it. I was like, that's a kitten. That's a crossing guard. That's fucking insane. Is that kitten working in a bakery?
That's Catherine's jobs.
That
Catherine's
croissant's going to be covered in hair.
No, I follow several different accounts that are like cats with jobs. Mostly bodega cats, you know, hanging out at the store, but nice. by the register. But still,
yeah,
might be a crossing guard.
Japan has the edge on cats with jobs AI. There was a cat that does karate. I mean, that's not a job.
No, that's.
I mean, I might give him money for it, but that's not a job.
That's a hobby.
That's a hobby cat. That's a hobby cat. But yeah, that's, you know, going back to the whole Spotify thing, they made things so comfortable and fun.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're using your money to kill babies. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, enough bringing shit down, right? We can do that every other day of the week. But today, it's Cheap Hooch, and we're having a good time, and we're listening to Vog Rock, and we're going to dance around.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's what we're going to do.
We still have, actually, more stuff from Japan. We've got bands, Small Speaker, Human Toys, I think, and Doc Burner. No, Doc Burner, Round Eye. No, so no, these are not bands from Japan, but they're bands that performed at the Halloween Ball.
And this is a Halloween Ball that was Budget Rock's Halloween Ball, right?
They're two different bands, I think. Don't quote me on that.
And they're both happening in Tokyo.
Yes, so the Halloween Ball is October 18th, 19th, I think. That's when it was. And then Budget Rock just happened like last week.
Ah.
Yeah. And the Budget Rock they had at the Ekmonics and the Boars. So we're playing some Ekmonics and some Boars today in honor of that show. All right. Well, let's get back into it again. We've got small Speaker coming up. So we've got another four songs. I did want to talk about this one song called Poor Cow, but I'll talk about it when we come back. Lots of great stories about the poor cow. All right. Here we go. It's Cheap Hooch.
Cheap Hooch. I'm Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air. We're back. So that was, I just wanted to come back and say, okay, that was the end of our Japan section.
Yeah. So why are you playing this? Where does this come from?
In Tokyo. So we were talking about the Halloween Ball. It's been going for 35 years, and it's so much freaking fun. So many talented, beautiful, awesome people. It was
how long?
Incredibly awesome.
You said it was like 15 hours of music.
Yeah. So it's 2 days. The first day went on. It started at noon, and there's two stages. So you would go back and forth and nonstop music, right? So it started at noon. I believe I wasn't there for this, but I believe the last band went on at 4 a.m. In the morning. So from noon all the way around, 12 hours, and then another 4 hours.
And this is after you've flown to Tokyo.
This was day three, so we'd flown in 2 days earlier. Still super jet lagged, but we were troopers. We got there at noon, and we stayed till midnight, and then we got so tired. And then Lipo, Gatsby, and us, we were like, okay, we're going to go to our respective hotel rooms. We're going to take a little tiny cat nap. And we set an alarm for 1 a.m. And then at 1 a.m., I wake up because the alarm's going off, and I'm looking at my phone, and Lipo's like, no way, man. They were like, you got it. And we were staying literally across the street, 1 minute walk.
You look at the voices.
1 minute walk, yeah. Get on the mic, Joey. You got to get on the mic if you want to say something. Some of the bands that we played, so for example, Small Speaker, Human Toys, Doc Burner, Round Eye, those are not bands from Japan, but they're bands that played the show. Round Eye was one of my favorites, and I was a little nervous. I'm like, I'm not sure I didn't play this a couple of weeks ago. Either way, enjoy it twice.
It's a great song.
Doc Burner, a band from Spain. They were really awesome. And then Human Toys, really great as well. And they have the song called The Poor Cow, or Poor Cow, which is this really awesome bar in Tokyo, which is owned by a guy named Fifi, who was in Teen Generate. And it's just, punk rock royalty for sure. And just a great space. You know, they have a wall of vinyl. And it's a bar, but it's a wall of vinyl. And there's always, like, vinyl going on. And they're incredibly friendly and sweet people. And
groovy.
Yeah, very awesome.
Makes me want to go.
We should go in 2 years. We can't go next year, but let's go back in 27. Let's go. All right. So now we get to relax. So this is all the information I want to get out there. I'm like, okay, Japan, done.
Japan, done.
It's done. It's done. Japan is done. So
For now.
So let's go back. We'll take a step back. We'll listen to some fun tunes. And we'll see you in a little bit.
Yeah. Chi-Pooch Radio.
Watching my every move. Dark web, cheap chemicals. Dirty smiles, but I know I'll take my time. Take this, college boy. High heel, prom queen. Never had nerves like it before. 20 years, wasted, can't take it no more. Got the whole board watching my every move. 50-hour-long week working, just to pay my bills. All alone on the weekend stocking, anything for cheap thrills. Dark web, cheap chemicals, dirty smiles, cause I know I'll take my time. Chip wrist, college boy, high heel, prom queen, so I can be anything I fucking want. Two shots in the morning, coffee just to start a horrible fucking day. Gonna make them feel it. Gonna make them sweat. Got the hotel spinning. Real deep well. We'll be right back.
there's a sex one.
I heard it.
All right. I wanted to come back because this last song that we listened to is amazing. It's called 13 Monsters from Lightning Vault. And I feel like that's like catnip for all my drummer friends out there. Like, it's so driving. It's so hard. So heavy on the drums. So that one's going out there to Morticia and going out there to Dusty Knockers.
Right on.
And Scotty Blank. There we go.
Scotty Blank. Yeah.
These are all my drummer friends. I have three.
Oh, wow.
We have more. Who else we got, Joey? What are our other drummer friends?
Theo.
Theo? Well, Theo's a drummer? I thought he was a bass player.
He does it all.
He does it all. He's an MVP.